NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. Checking back in with the undefeated Luxembourg Casco volleyball coach, Jeff Fry. And coach, obviously, just because of, you know, situations that are consistent with what 2020 is looking like right now. Right now, no matches until October 19th. And what are some of the things that you're having your kids do to kind of stay sharp during this this 2-week period?
You know, we're just focusing on, you know, trying to stay mentally sharp and having a couple meetings, and we're talking about, you know, focusing on the things that are in front of us, the things that we want to do, all our goals that we want to achieve are still in front of us. So we're working on that, and I'm working with our strength and conditioning coach to try and do some virtual workouts here over the next couple days with our girls as well.
And with how successful your team has been so far this year, you haven't dropped a set. You haven't let the other team score more than 20 points in a given set this year. How bummed are you for this break of play?
You know, it's disappointing because, it's, you know, the girls, you know, we knew the season was going to be a stressful one with everything that's going on and all the stresses leading up to the season. So it's disappointing not to be out on the floor playing right now. But, you know, the thing that we've been focusing on throughout the season was that every opportunity to compete was a blessing, and not to waste an opportunity to compete. We got 8 matches in, and we're thankful that we're going to get a couple more in here before the tournament starts. So we'll round out the rest of our conference season, it looks like. And then we'll find out officially tomorrow, but it sounds like from all the grumblings we're hearing that they were probably still going to have a WIA tournament. So we're kind of focused on that and pushing forward on things that we can control.
And one match that was postponed earlier this week will be actually played on October 19th when you return to action. What is maybe the status for some of these other matches that have been postponed so far?
Yeah, our focus, like I said, you know, we're going to miss out on 7 matches over the next 2 weeks. And we're just focusing on trying to, with the tournament coming up, and everything else, we're trying to focus on just making sure we get our 3 of those matches rescheduled, because that allows us to have complete our conference slate, and that will allow us to determine a true conference champion. And I mean, 2 of those 3 matches we have coming up are against 7-1 Freedom and 9-0 FVL. So, you know, those are some big matches that we're hoping to get in, you know, coming out of all this stuff in a week and a half. And we're going to get those in, and then our other focus again is, at the end of the day, our ultimate goal is to bring home another gold ball. So we're trying to balance getting our schedule completed in the regular season so our conference can be completed, but also making sure we focus on that ultimate goal, which is the gold ball at the end of the year.
Coach Jeff Fry joining us once again. And Coach, you know, obviously a lot of the usual suspects have been popping up on you. You've been announcing your 3 stars of the match on Facebook after every match. Who's been maybe some of the people that have really kind of surprised you so far this season, going after these matches as you've really started the season on a high note?
Like you said, a lot of our girls, we have some really strong returning players, and the usual suspects have shown up. But you know, a girl that not a lot of people knew about heading into the season, but we were really high on, is obviously our center, Emma Johnson. She's been phenomenal and done amazing things for us, and she's, I think, one of the best setters in the area. And then another kid that has been just amazing for us has been our senior libero, Jillian Lynn. She had an awesome summer, and she stepped in, and she's just playing with a lot of confidence. And so those 2 players have really stepped up a lot for us.
And you've obviously had those strong performances as a team. What goes into these matches where you're really seeing your teams dominate from start to finish? And like we mentioned at the top of the interview, you know, you haven't allowed an opposing team so far to even score 20 points in the match. Not even, I mean, letting a set even get close to being, hey, you know, we might actually lose this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that makes our team so strong is that we've improved so much over the last 2 years on the defensive side, and that's really benefited us. And then we serve so aggressively at the service line that a lot of teams end up bringing three balls back to us. And if you, we have five legitimate hitters that can put the ball away, which is pretty dangerous. You know, a lot of teams will have one really big go-to hitter on the outside or a middle hitter or something like that. But we have five hitters. So when we're serving as aggressive as we do and getting teams out of system and get free balls back, it's pretty tough to defend us because you can't key in on one hitter. Because if you key in on that hitter, we can find our other hitters. And I think that's, you know, having five legitimate hitters that can put the ball away is a really important and great aspect for our team.
Do you get it? You mentioned some of the other top teams that you'll be facing here, hopefully over the next couple of weeks, Freedom, of Fox Valley Lutheran. Do you allow yourself, have you been able to kind of check in on what those teams have looked like so far?
You know, I do a lot of film work, and so, like, I had a big game plan set up because we were supposed to play FBL on Saturday, and it didn't work out. But, you know, I try and go one match at a time, obviously, but you can't help but look and see what those teams, you know, knowing what those teams have and who they play. And, you know, you check in on those teams from time to time, and we know that they're going to be really strong teams. We knew that from the get-go, and you know, unfortunately for Fox Valley Lutheran, they got bumped to Division One with all the come tournament time for all the teams and everything else. So they're in Division One for the playoffs. So that's unfortunate for them. But we knew that Freedom was going to be a big team for us, and so.
Well, very good.
Checking them for sure.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go. Thanks again for checking in. And on behalf of everybody here at New Radio Sports Network, we wish you good luck and in the team better health here in the future.
You got it, Tim. Appreciate the interview and everything you got to do. And hopefully we'll be back on the floor having fun and doing what we love to do soon enough.
Your home for Luxembourg Casco Sports is right here on the New Radio Sports Network.